You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. It's Wednesday, December the 5th. And guess what? We're talking about Markelle Fultz again. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm in Toronto right now. And, you know, as you guys all know, let's put it this way. Sources said that they were going to release in the coming days. Markelle's camp was going to release in the coming days what he had. And you can go back and read what I wrote last week. They also said, I guess some people thought I was lying or I didn't know what I was talking about. Because what they said is they said they were going to come up with something and it was going to put them out for a period of time. They said they found something and it was going to be able to give them time to rest. Now, that happened yesterday. Now, people can believe what they want. They can believe what the sources said. Or they can believe that this is true. That Markelle Fultz actually does have something. Now, again, sometimes you find something, but it doesn't prohibit you from shooting. But it can become an excuse to prohibit you from shooting. You never know. Well, anyway, Markelle Fultz has thoracic, and I hope I pronounce it right, outlet syndrome, which is ailing his shoulder. Basically, it's like kind of like a nerve damage, right? So, for the past 18 months, the 76ers and their staff have been trying to figure out what's wrong with him. They sent Markelle to some of the world's most renowned doctors, and none of them could find out what happened. Now, all of a sudden, a doctor has, or a specialist. And the thing about nerve damage, it's one of those things where it's kind of sort of like when you get whiplash or something. You know, it's an injury that is hard to detect or it's hard to prove if it's right or wrong. So, hey, more power for Markelle. But we're going to talk about this injury. We're going to talk about if it's believable or not. We're going to talk about we're going to talk about if it's believable or not. We're going to talk about the second segment. I want to talk about the timing, right? And then the third segment, just talk about what does this mean to Markelle Fultz. I mean, to me, the timing is bad. Very bad. But before we get into this stuff, I just want to let you guys know about this podcast. This is the podcast that comes to you 5 days a week. I try to keep it up, keep it real. Also, you know, if you want to read my stuff, like I alluded to earlier, you know, I write. Go to Philly.com, go to Philadelphia Inquirer, go to Philly Daily News. And when I'm not doing stuff, you can read my colleague Sarah Todd's stuff. Now, getting into this TSO, you know, TSO involves compression or irritation to the thoracic outlet, areas between lower back and upper chest. So there's a 6-week timeline for Markelle Fultz is a kind of like a rough estimate, right? Then his return to the court, basically kind of like will be determined like by his comfort level and stuff like that, right? Now, when I'm just going to read to you what thyroid outlet syndrome is, right? Thyroid outlet syndrome is a group of disorders that occur when blood vessels or nerves in the space between your collarbone and your first rib, thyroid outlet, are compressed. This can cause pain in your shoulders and neck and numbness in your fingers. Common causes of thyroid outlet syndrome include physical trauma from a car accident, repetitive injuries from job, or sports-related activities. Certain anatomical defects, such as having an extra rib or in pregnancy. Sometimes doctors cannot determine the cause of thyroid outlet syndrome. Okay, now, so to me, this raises questions that people may have. Now, there's been rumors that Markell has been in a car accident, right? Or ATV or whatever accident. I mean, you know, or some type of accident. Automotive accident. People have denied it. So now, if you're conspiracy theorists or skeptics, you're saying to yourself, like, was there an accident? Okay, and secondly, you're saying to yourself, like, okay, the 76ers are a team that, I mean, Brett Brown said Markell shot, I forget the number, man. If it was 120,000, they said he shot over 120,000 shots this summer. So if they're saying, like, repetitive sports use, then basically they're saying the guy shot the ball too much. That's what it's insinuating. Well, I mean, you can think about that. And then thirdly, it's saying it could be misdiagnosed. So I guess it's saying maybe the doctors, 76ers doctors, didn't know what they were doing. This is crazy to me because, you know, you got people from all over saying certain things, and they always got to a point where they all came in agreement that nothing was wrong. Now, all of a sudden, you got things and you could go in three different ways. Now, I asked the source, I said, do you think that they could try to put the blame on the Sixers? You think they could try to sue the Sixers? Source laughed, nah. I said, why not? He said, you know how many doctors they saw? I said, yeah. They said, so they sent them to a who's who of doctors. There's no way they can sue this over this. I said, yeah, but in a way it makes the Sixers look bad. Or they're insinuating that the Sixers did something. He said, I know. Now, the thing is, the hard part is that, you know, you do physical therapy for this, we get it. But the thing that I got to get my head over is that if it's true, how did so many people get it wrong? And how does a Sixers organization that sends, now people got to remember this, people got to remember that the agent also looked tried to get it corrected too before. So you spent all this money. Like, from what I was told, the Sixers paid Drew Hanlon $30,000 this summer to work out Markell. All right? So you send the guy goes to L.A. He's living in L.A. for the summer. He goes He goes and he works out with Drew Hanlon. You spend all this money, and now you come back and you're telling people that it's only going to take 6 weeks with a physical therapist. So basically, you got 6 weeks to get your jump shot together. 3 to 6. Now, mind you, they say indefinitely. And then another thing that struck me was that it just seems like that this thing, as sources said, is something to soften the blow of what's going on. Now, again, you got people on Twitter saying that, yeah, these symptoms are right. Now, who knows if they are or not? I mean, honestly. But, of course, you got to realize that when they come out with a statement, they're going to make sure they got everything that seems similar. I mean, that they're close to connected. Like, it could, like, where you say, well, you know what? That is right. I mean, come on, people. You got to understand that. That's why a lot of people in the media are so skeptical. A lot. I mean, you got some supporting it, a small portion, but other people are skeptical. That's why people, sources are skeptical. People who know Cal, people who are within the organization. Next one, we're going to talk about how this is kind of like splitting the fan base. Let's speak. All right, I'm back. So listen, this is great. Last night, like I said, I'm in Toronto. And when the news broke, I was at a restaurant having something to eat. And my coworker, Sarah Todd, wrote the article. You know, she's going to write it, gave some background. And I went to Twitter and I wanted to see what people were saying. And for the most part, well, I ain't going to say for the most part, it was split. I mean, you have people who really love Markel Fultz, people who support him, who want to see him do well, were saying, hey, everyone else has it wrong. Markel, we got you. We're with you. Right? And, that's good for them. But then you had the other group of people saying, okay, here it is. People laughing. You know, people saying, hey, you knew it was going to be something. But to me, it's all sad because, like, this thing is kind of like dividing the fan base, so to speak. You know, you got people arguing over this, like people getting irate, getting nasty over something. You know, it's like, come on. Then you got other people saying, hey, I feel sorry for the kid. But then you got other people saying, well, how you going to feel sorry for him when the kid is making way more money than you'll ever make and you're a man in your 50, in your 50s? I don't know. It just seems, like I said in the last segment, it seems extremely odd. You know, like I said, it's insane that we're supposed to believe that an injury that was allegedly plagued folks for 18 months can be fixed with 3 to 6 weeks of physical therapy, right? You know, and then what about the risk? I mean, The Athletic has some solid reporters, and they said the risk was wrong. Nothing. So, you know, you can argue that this sounds like a fancy name, Nothing Burger. Right? But then you got other people saying, everyone's wrong. The agent said, it's physical. All this stuff about people saying it was mental isn't right. What else is he going to say? Right? What else is he going to say? He's not going to come out and say oh yeah, my guy is going through this now. And another thing is, it's like the timing, y'all. What about the timing? That's something that I'm gonna address when we get right back. All right, now the timing of this whole thing to me is crazy. So, all right. So I remember talking to people, and they say, yeah, we think they found something. This is last week. And we'll find out something like next week. They'll probably, well, as I was told is, they found something. You'll probably find out next week after they, you know, get everything together. I said, well, why are they taking so long? Because they want to get everything together. Well, the 76ers had a game. I found this out Saturday. Now, they said they found something Friday. 76ers had a game on Sunday. Markel was in the building. Markel got back to town Friday night, right? Sixers had an off day on Saturday. They could have had a press release then, right? Nah, no press release. Game was on Sunday. It could have been addressed then. No. Right? Monday comes. Nothing. Tuesday comes. Team has practice. Nothing while I practice, right? Well, the team hops on a plane and heads to Toronto to play the biggest game. Biggest game since the start of the 2013-14 season. Talking about regular season games. Talking about with all the hype, right? National television. All eyes on the Sixers and the Toronto Raptors. You got Jimmy Butler going up against Kawhi Leonard. You got Ben Simmons going back to the place where he struggled. Right? You got Wilson Chandler healthy. You got Mike Muscala finally, you know, finding his niche, finding his groove. Kawhi Leonard. All eyes. And then not only that, this is ESPN All Access today with the Toronto Raptors. All eyes are on this game. Well, the Sixers plane takes off. While they're in flight, ESPN comes out a report about Markel Fultz's shoulder. Right? You're like, whoa, how come this report didn't come out sooner? Now, there's some people saying that the team was taken off guard. They didn't know. But the thing is, now you got, instead of guys asking about the game, his teammates on the day of the biggest game in six seasons got to address this. While Markel's in California. Now, typically what happens is when a guy gets injured or they have some stuff, they typically, you know, let him talk. Let him say stuff. Well, while all this is going on, he and his camp flew to California. So he's in California. Out of the spotlight. No one is going to ask him anything because you're not there. He's not around. I mean, this is just bad. It's in a distraction. So it goes from, again, you know, as much as people want to feel sorry for Markel, as much as people want to do this and do that, and you hope and pray that everything gets resolved, And deep down, although that you doubt what's being said, you kind of hope and pray that it's somewhat right just so the kid can get healthy and play. But you look at it and you just keep seeing distraction, 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 distraction. And then you look and you see how it's splitting the fan base, and you got people who work hard and develop sources, and sources are telling stuff, and then reports come out that it's not, that this is what it is, and you got people like, hey, you guys don't know what you're talking about. Although the people were telling you that this was going to happen. I mean, it's to a point where you want Markell to be healthy. You won't play. I think he's a great guy. But you keep questioning yourself and keep questioning to yourself. Is this a distraction that the Sixers need? Because, yeah, they're going to come out and say publicly this and that. But privately, guys are like, come on, man. We got to answer this again. Then you have other people on there that's saying like, man, I don't even care about this anymore. I mean, it's like people moved on. It's like, what's next? I will tell you this. This diagnosis didn't come to any surprise to anyone in the team. Now, again, and what I mean is by that is everyone expected the fact that Markell was missed these many days and saw that many doctors, that they would come back with something. And everyone expected for him to miss time. And it wasn't because of thinking he was healthy. They just expected him to take a leave of absence. And guess what? It's here. The thing is, you can hope and pray for him that he comes back and he's a better player and he gets over what he can. But this distraction is crazy. It's real. And it's taken away from the success on the basketball court. I want to thank y'all for listening. I want y'all to have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow to hopefully talk about basketball.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.